Just noticing if there's any tension in your face. Just being aware of that and letting it go. Being kind to the tension, just accepting it, acknowledging it, and letting it go. As we come into the Tara Brach meditation called the Rain Meditation. And this meditation helps us to get out of our own way, jump out of our own stories that keep us trapped. And we are all story writers here, but often our own stories can be our greatest foe. The stories that we tell ourselves about our life, about our beliefs, about our whys, about our why nots. We're going to unravel those stories today. We're going to unravel one story in particular that might be holding you back. So the R in RAIN stands for recognize. Recognizing what is going on for you in this present moment. The A stands for allow. We allow life to be just as it is. The I stands for investigate. Investigate or inquiry. We investigate our inner experience with kindness. And the N stands for non-identification. So no longer identifying with the patterning of our stories. So let's start at the top. Starting with R. Recognize. What is coming up for you in this present moment, or perhaps in the last 24 hours? What's a circumstance or a scenario that has worried you, that has personally affected you? Recognize the scenario and the feelings that have come up for you. And just watching that scenario like a movie, just relaying what has happened or what you were feeling or what actions it has manifested in. Moving on to A. The A stands for allow. We allow this part of our life to be exactly as it is. We allow ourselves to be with it, to just let it be, to experience it, to feel it. Just allow this experience to come through. We don't resist it, we don't shame it, we just allow it. The I is investigation. We now investigate with kindness our beliefs towards this situation or feeling? What are our beliefs that are coming up? Do we believe this is a good thing or a bad thing? Do we believe we're not handling this right? And we investigate our values. What do we value in life to do with this incident? And we investigate our emotions. How are we feeling? Are we feeling any judgment? Are you feeling any anger? Are you feeling a sense of disappointment, distrust, apathy? And now moving to the N of RAIN, which is non-identification. And actually, this is the strangest part of RAIN because there's nothing much to do here. The non-identification is just about letting it all be exactly as it is, just as in that non-attachment that we learn in Sanskrit, aparigraha, and even, you know, the Buddhist understanding of impermanence. We know this is not permanent. We know that life is ever-changing. We know that we can't hold on to everything in life. Things can't hang around forever, so we just let this thing be. And we rest. So in the non-identification part, we're not even trying not to identify. We're just letting it all be. Knowing that this thing does not define us. You might ask yourself, what do you want from me? Or what do you need? Do you need recognition? Acceptance, love, understanding, or something else. On a deeper level, what do you actually need? As you sense what is needed, what is your natural response? Is there a message that is now coming to you? Is there a healing image? Just listen responsively, listen receptively, feel into your vulnerability. You are relaxing now and just being your own caring presence. Imagine you are a tender and vast, awake ocean. Waves of emotions and thoughts and circumstances pass through you. But who you are is not identified in any particular wave. Honor the infinite vastness of your being. Allow whatever arises in your body and mind to freely come and go. Thank you for being part of this rain meditation today. Holding on to your heart now, in deep presence and reverence for you, the unattached version of you, who is not identified by things and places and people and feelings. Just honoring that space within, honoring your heart. Slowly rolling over onto your right side. Just curling up there for a few moments, feeling this deep grounding of presence. Connecting in with your inner child who holds the truth. Whenever you forget, she always holds the truth. And very slowly bringing yourself up into a seated position. I'd like you to write down, first of all, the R in rain. Recognize what came up for you, perhaps in the last 24 hours. Recognize what has been feeling strong for you in the last 24 hours. Perhaps it's a circumstance, a feeling, a belief that you can't shake. It's one sentence. Moving to A, allow. Just allowing this to be, allowing this to be in your life right now. Allowing this to be in your psyche. How do you allow it to be? And moving on to the I, which we'll have a little bit more to write about. Investigate. Investigate your inner experience with this thing, with kindness. Why is it there? What are your beliefs, values, emotions that come up when you think of this thing? And here might be a great place also to write down, what do you want from me? What is the message that came through? Is there something about acceptance or love? And the N, lastly, is non-identification. You are no longer identifying with the pattern of your stories. Recognizing that this is another story. You are not identified with this story. That's all you need to know. For the rest of this week, you're going to practice letting this be. There is nothing to do but rest in loving kindness.